I want to play something for you.
First saved message.
Hey, Dad, it's Addie. I'm calling. It is about 8:30 on Monday night. Okay. I guess then if you are in D.C. right now or on the East Coast, then it's probably like midnight your time. So I'm sorry if you were asleep and you heard your phone ringing.
Okay, I've probably got about 70 of these messages saved on my cell phone. They're from my kid, Addie. She's 13. She's going to be 14 in February, and she lives in Seattle.
I will call you tomorrow at an appropriate hour and talk to you then. Okay, love you. Bye.
So here's the thing about living 3,000 miles away from your kid. It really sucks. You miss her all the time. You wonder if you've got your priorities straight. All this makes getting up at 3 a.m. particularly unpleasant. I know, dear BPP listener, you may be wondering, why is Luke unloading all this baggage on us? Well, it's because I have made a tough decision, but one that I'm feeling really good about. I'm going to be heading back to Seattle, back to the 206, back to the place where my family is, where my kid is, where a one-bedroom apartment isn't $4,000 a month, where it doesn't actually rain all the time, for the record. Wait, who am I kidding? It rains like a out there. But even so, that is the place I've decided I need to return to. That means I'm going to be leaving the Bryant Park Project. And Jacob, can we cue that special music we have for this announcement?
We belong together, and you know that I'm right.
Don't start celebrating too quickly, though. I am still going to be here until mid-December. I'll be co-hosting with Allison. We're doing various tasks to keep the BPP, the high-powered news and information juggernaut you've come to know and love. And before you know it, this seat I'm sitting in right now will be inhabited by some other smart, interesting host-type person. In fact, the BPP Brain Trust is already sifting through thousands of resumes to find just the right person for that job. Now, you may have noticed the Bryant Park Project doesn't sound like a lot of the other shows on your public radio dial. It may even be a little scary. That's kind of the idea. This is the place where you come to hear things you're not going to hear other places in public radio. We hope it's the smartest, most interesting conversation you're going to hear all day. And I know that I, for one, am going to be very excited to follow the BPP's progress. From the comfort of Seattle, I'll be listening on KXOT 91.7 FM, also on my rusty, trusty Sirius satellite radio. Listen, people, not to brag, but this show, the BPP, is staffed by some of the smartest, most hardworking, most creative people I have ever met. To do what they do at the ungodly hour they do it at is truly a feat. I want to thank, of course, my able co-host, Allison Stewart, NPR's CEO, Ken Stern, as well as Jay Kernis, Margaret Lowe Smith, and Eric Newsom of NPR Programming. If not for them, this show would not exist. Also, the BPP executive producer, Sharon Hoffman, for her guidance, and the senior producer of the BPP, Matt Martinez, who really is maybe the single person most responsible for the Bryant Park Project coming through your radio or iPod or Sirius satellite receiver. I also want to send a huge thanks to the rest of the BPP staff. If I ever sounded good for 1 second, it was their fault. I want to thank all of you so much for listening. I want to say thank you to Vincennes, Indiana. It's been a pleasure. Oh, and Sigaros fan 234, when you called me a in the comment section of our blog, you hurt me. You hurt me real bad. I hope you're happy now.
No, you've got Rachel swaying to Boys to Men in the news booth.
Wiping away my tears.
Oh,
it's really lovely.
Say it isn't so.
It is so, but...
Oh, no! Even Elizabeth is upset.
If I had to leave this show in order to play more Boys to Men and swear at some of our listeners, it was worth it. It was all worth it.
We should let people know that you're not going away tomorrow.
No.
No, I'm not. Yeah. Wait, I have to be here tomorrow?
Tomorrow and tomorrow and tomorrow, and I think through December.
Yeah, ish. Yeah.
All right, well, I'll be around helping out in any way I can. Seriously, though, thank you so much, BPP listening audience, and to the hardest working staff in public radio, or I would say radio anywhere. You guys are great. This is the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. Let Boys to Men take you away. Because you just won't come back to me, will you? Just come back to me. Yes, baby, my heart is lonely.